angry opposition to the restaurant has been building for weeks. Seated on the dais at the front of a church sanctuary, developers Lyle Bergen and Richard Kopf looked like ducks in a shooting gallery. White Rock area residents, one after another, took aim at their proposal for a restaurant on Boy Scout Hill.
What you're considering is taking one of the most beautiful views in Dallas over White Rock Lake, looking at downtown, that is free to all citizens of Dallas. And then you're wanting to charge the citizens of Dallas for that view.
Greg Brown, like many of the 500 who came to the meeting, objected to replacing 2.5 acres of open park space and native blackland prairie with a moderately upscale restaurant and 160 parking spots.
You're wanting to pave paradise and put up a parking lot.
Terry Wraith quoted Joni Mitchell as she accused the developers of staging a land grab.
You're wanting to take the only mountaintop that we've got and take it for your personal use.
Boos and hisses erupted as a single speaker said she might actually like to kick back at a restaurant in the park.
I would love to go sip a margarita by the lake. I would love to.
That atmosphere grew more confrontational as one speaker challenged developer Richard Kopf.
How can you be so thick-headed as businessmen to alienate and anger so many people? What is the point in that? What's that doing? You're arrogant enough to think that you're going to get to shove through because you've got powerful friends. That's what I can see in your eyes, man. You know I'm right.
That's not the way that we're trying to approach this. We have met with a lot of different people, and we have asked for ideas and thoughts and suggestions and comments back. And those are,
Where is all that support?
Kopf explained developers would build the restaurant with private money, but the city would own it. A portion of the revenue from the restaurant would go into a fund that would support groups making improvements in the park.
We would be providing a source of funding for the various projects around the lake that those organizations are currently trying to do.
Dallas Councilmember Sheffy Cadane, who represents the White Rock area, raised further doubts about the project's success when he strode to the front and held up a new T-shirt, which read, Save Boy Scout Hill.
Once it comes to the city council, I will be not approving this restaurant.
Councilmember Cadane says he expects developers to drop the restaurant proposal because of the overwhelming opposition. But developer Lyle Bergen says it's not over yet.
It's disappointing to find this much opposition, but no, we're not giving up the possibility as of yet.
He and his partner want to meet with other area groups in hopes they'll be more receptive to building a restaurant in White Rock Lake Park. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.